groundhog.
Well, that's a groundhog. I didn't know they were that big.
Yeah.
That's about as big as they get, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's about as big as they get. How long does it take to tan something like that?
A small one like that, you can tan it and say a half day time if you long enough in the flood. But it'll take you about 3 days.
About 3 days?
One like this, it'll take you right close to a week.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a pretty big one.
Yep. It's thick, you know, the thicker the hide, the longer it takes to tan it.
Right. Are there very many deer around here?
Quite a few around here. There's one just steaming all day before you steaming. Went right out across the field there and out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was it any size?
Well, it was a doe, a small doe. Well, we through all this. Now I'm going to ask you a question about it.
All right.
What is all this now? What is this accomplished? What, tell me something about you.
Okay.
You told me what you...
What it is...
Yeah, man.
It's a study of the speech of people who were born and raised in different towns around the South. This study is a study of 8 southern states, of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and the eastern part of Texas. And what we're interested in things like differences in names for things that people have, you know, in various parts of the country.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I asked you yesterday what you called a terrapin, you know, a turtle that stayed on the land.
Yeah.
And I think you just said you called it a terrapin.
Yeah, terrapin, right? And tortoise.
You're right, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you see, a lot of people in South Alabama call that a gopher. And you said you'd never heard of that before.
Right.
So that's part of what, you know, the study's about, trying to determine what those kind of differences are.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's really going to be kind of a reference book, that sort of thing. Just a study of speech.
Well, now, I know different states and especially in northern states and in California. I have heard some languages out of Mississippi. They talk long words.
Got to draw it out.
Yeah, and roll it out long. I'm so and so.
Right.
Well, get up north a little way if I get a little faster.
That's right.
And get on up, and down in California, same way.
That's true.
Most of the people, especially sprays down there.
That's true.
Yeah, I have some friend that left here and back in the 40s, early 40s, that raised his children down there. Of course, themselves talks like the old did, you know, they raised here. But the children, you can't half understand them, you know, when they first get around them.
Right.
They just go, when they go tell anything, just get like it moving out. And you just got to keep a calculating, you know, to
that's right.
Catch what they're saying.
Yeah,
of course, they can understand one another just like
that. Right.
And I know, now I don't, back west, find a lot of different languages, such as the Indian, Mexican, and so on. Back away, of course, the same way the other states, but
right.